Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, everyone. Welcome in and welcome back to Philadelphia. Brian Kilmeade, the author of Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, The Texas Victory That Changed History. If you didn't get it in hardback, you didn't come to our big event with him. It's now out in paperback. Brian, thank you, and that is a heck of a title.
Right. Thanks. I mean, that was the whole premise of it, is for people outside Texas to care about the book. And why should they? And, well, number one, the Americans fought in the war. What was happening? The same reason why we had a fight 60 years earlier, fighting for freedom and liberty being taken away. Number two, number three is Texas really belonged to America. It came with the Louisiana Purchase. The Jefferson knew it. Jackson knew it. And they couldn't believe that John Quincy Adams negotiated it away for Florida. So in the back of their mind, they said, wait a second, they can't even populate it. Spain couldn't get anyone to come. It was too dangerous, and they just didn't have enough people that were interested in coming here. So Moses Adams cut a deal, and Moses Austin, I should say, Stephen F. Austin's dad, and he and Stephen F. Austin ended up taking it over and said, listen, we'll take the land. We'll live here in a deal, 10 years, no taxes. We'll be Catholics, no slaves, which they went back on, which is sad. And we'll be make this a thriving community. We'll make it prosperous. And they said, fine. And then when Mexico becomes autonomous, they get this crazy guy named Santa Anna in there, a general and president, and he wants to kill anyone that doesn't do exactly what he says and pay all of his taxes, provide no freedom and liberty. And have you met a Texan? You ever take their freedom and liberty away, even today? I mean, they can't control a salon owner today. How are they going to control a bunch of Texans? And they stood up, they rose up, but it took the leadership of Sam Houston and some brave fighters to be able to pull off this incredible victory after an incredible defeat at the Alamo.
Well, you know what? I was ready to work the salon owner into that. I was going to say in high heels, Texas still fighting. You beat me to it. But the thing I really loved about the book, the character Sam Houston, I thought I knew a lot about him. But after your presentation, I really didn't. What an unbelievable figure.
Yeah, but not perfect, which I think people can understand. You know, he grows up without a dad. He has to move out west for more opportunity with his brothers. He was known even among his brothers as lazy. He wouldn't go to school. They sent him to school. He ended up just reading on his own in the woods. And, you know, when they said, okay, maybe he doesn't want to be a farmer, maybe he'll be a shopkeeper, he was a terrible clerk. And then when he got too much pressure from his family, he left and lived with the Cherokee Indians. And finally started realizing, I got to start take ownership of my life. He joins the military, where he really found his own, and he found this guy named Andrew Jackson to mentor him. And I open up with the Battle of Horseshoe Bend. And what I tried to do, which is where he's a 21-year-old who gets shot three times and almost dies, Jackson sees what a hero he is and how much courage he has and will be his mentor the rest of his life. But what I added in the paperback was I start in the War of 1812. I bring it to the Texas Revolution. But in the paperback, I bring it to the Civil War, where as governor – Lincoln gets word that he does not want Texas to go into this war. He knows hundreds of thousands will die and we're fighting for the wrong cause. And Lincoln hears of it, and what he does in interacting with Houston, I thought was worthy of closing out the book and maybe give you a reason to get it.
Absolutely. Let me ask you, Brian, you working on anything now, or have you kind of, are some of the things on the drawing board?
Well, it's going to be, you know, it's a 2-year journey with this, and it's already well underway, but it's the President and the Freedom Fighter, how Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass' unlikely friendship helped win a war and save and save a country.
Boy, the Nuggets. And, you know, your eye for this is tremendous.
I hope so. You know, this is the hardest by far. You know, nothing compares to slavery, but ever. It's the horrific, and that upbringing doesn't compare to it. But if you look at Lincoln, he grew up as hard scrabble as any white person, American, could, with a horrible dad, with a mom who dies young, in a one-room schoolhouse where he had to scramble for his own education. The two most unlikely men to rise to heights to save a country. But that's the American story. We're saved not by royalty, by so-called average everyday Americans doing extraordinary things, making the most of opportunities.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why I see your coverage right now of what we're going through, both the Trump White House and the virus. I'm at home now, broadcasting out of the house, so I have access to sit in the morning and watch. I don't watch as much as Trump, apparently, but 45 minutes to an hour that I wouldn't see of Fox and Friends. And I see your role in there. Again, we've talked about this as a conduit toward the president of what might be the winning way to go with these things. And I think it has great influence. It seems today, Brian Kilmeade with us, that the media is fixated, though, that the virus is inside the White House. This seems to be the latest gotcha in some form.
Yeah, I mean, and what was the other day? Vice President didn't wear a mask.
Yes.
Or the president's tone with the press. Anything except the issues. And now it seems like the media is vested in keeping this virus going. How dare you open up? Oh, a positive case in Georgia. Big mistake. The president's got blood on his hands. No. What are the choices? Well, the pandemic would have been a lot better compared to Ebola and H1N1. No. This is totally different. So I can't even... It's like, for example, it is like watching the Eagles play the Giants, and all people are complaining about is the parking. I want to talk about the game.
Exactly.
I want to talk about the game and who wins and who loses and whose fans are better and, you know, what the moves, the plays called. And all you want to do is talk about the parking lot. And I go, wait a second, I don't even want to entertain this. You're not helping the country. We're not debating things that matter. And they just look for a distraction. And when he gets a hold of the pandemic, do you know Georgia is a success story? You would have no idea. Georgia defied – Brian Kemp is more aggressive than even the president wanted, and Georgia's numbers are still going down. How the hell can CNN not report that? Or why don't they lead with that? Don't they – they are based in Atlanta.
That's a great story. I talked about it today because I was dubious, too. I was along with Trump on this. I don't know about you. I thought tattoo powers and all this. This guy's rolling the dice too quickly. But so far, 2 weeks in, you're exactly right. Now, you said something interesting today on Fox and Friends, though. It's not Biden versus Trump. It's becoming clear. He's just a vessel, maybe. It's Obama versus Trump with this phone call the president did. That's a great insight. That's what this is going to be about.
There's no question. Remember how hard he worked in 2018? He's going to do it again. His legacy is on the line. But instead of Bill Clinton trying to save his legacy by helping Barack Obama, Barack Obama is helping his vice president, who is done. He is finished. He can't do a friendly interview. He can't campaign. He blew that primary. He did nothing well. When he was able to stand without major gaffes, they thought it was a victory in his debates. He's being propped up. He has no digital campaign. He's got a bad team around him. Obama looks around and goes, I guess I got to save this guy. And he's going to do it. He's going to try to do it now.
Right.
As we brought up with Brett Baer to me on the radio, Brett Baer goes, there's a negative side to Obama. Democrats love him, but independents are on the fence. And Republicans, if you want to motivate a Republican, you put President Obama out there and say, these are the policies we're going to go back to.
Exactly right. Now, just a quick question, too, before we tell people again, your book is out in paperback and some of the best places to get it with Brian Kilmeade. Is Pennsylvania, Brian, on your map? It may be vaguely, but today we're seeing a revolt that is incredible. I mean, dozen or more counties saying they're going to reopen. They're not following the orders of the governor. The governor calling everybody a coward today against the virus. It's the last hour or two. It has been unbelievable.
Listen, I am outraged by Pennsylvania. I am outraged. Today, I had Bill Rosato on, who owns 5 dealerships have been shut down. He goes, oh, you can do mail-in. When's the last time you went online and bought a car?
Right.
You need to touch and feel it. How do salespeople get commission if you tell them online? You said, yeah, we got the PPP loan. You kept us alive, and then you're letting us die. You wasted your money by extending me 8 weeks because I can't live past 8 weeks. I'm not making any money. I was just treading water, and now you're drowning me. But to me, Dom, it's lazy. It's not yes or no, and I'm doing the right thing. It's lazy. Don't tell me Philadelphia is the same as these rural counties of Pennsylvania. Get in your car, flank out your staff, go to Main Street in Pennsylvania. I go to all the soccer tournaments in there, been going there as a player and as a coach and now as a parent every summer, every fall, and I know how rural it is. Don't tell me those places are as in jeopardy as Philadelphia. Tell me Philadelphia has certain rules like Manhattan. Don't punish the rest of the state. It is lazy. That's what it is, and it is damaging. And I fear that he's doing it because he wants Biden to be president.
Couldn't agree more. Now, where can we get Sam Houston and the Alamo Avengers, the Texas victory that changed America? What's the best thing to do?
I think that if you go to briankilmeade.com, you can get it personalized.
Perfect.
And, you know, yeah, you go to Barnes & Noble online. I know we can't walk through bookstores, and most of the people listening to us can't. But they are buying it in Target and Costco and Walmart. And I'm not sure if Kmart's open, but that's where they're having the most success. And to me, I've never done this before. I've done 6 book tours, but I've never told people you can't find it in a bookstore. They can't because they're not allowed in. And so, you know, I don't think any bookstores are open, maybe 5 states.
Yeah,
but
no.
People are reading. They're reading like crazy because they don't want to hear what we just talked about 24 hours a day.
Well put. Congratulations, too. I already look forward to Speaker Series with the next book whenever it's out.
Thanks a lot, Tom. Go get
Thank
it.
Thank you. Thank you. Brian Thank you. Kilmeade of Fox and Friends here on Talk Radio 1210, in tune with Pennsylvania, in tune with what's happening here. Is that the motivation of Wolfman Hack, one of them? Joe Biden marches in and becomes president. We'll talk more about it coming up here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.